From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
The Duluth News Tribune reports that since the last place on Earth was shut down in July, and owner Jim Carlson was convicted in October of 51 counts related to the sale of synthetic drugs, business has been looking up in downtown Duluth. In May, problems created by Last Place on Earth in downtown Duluth prompted a nearby spa to close. At the time, the owner said the neighborhood had declined and his customer base had shrunk so much he couldn't continue to do business. A few weeks ago, however, a different spa management signed a 5-year lease and moved in. The new owner said, quote, "Downtown has pretty much looked dark here for a while, but with no more Jim Carlson, we're ready to bring back life to this block of town." Christy Stokes, president of the Greater Downtown Council, is calling it a turnaround. Quote, "We're seeing a lot of businesses interested in downtown," she said. "We're seeing new storefronts coming right in that block. There's a lot of energy and things happening," unquote. Minnesota has a new boss of broadband. Governor Mark Dayton's administration told the Associated Press this week that Cook County's Dana McKenzie is the first executive director for the Office of Broadband Development, a division created last spring. McKenzie has directed Cook County's information systems and served on a state broadband task force. The new office has a central role as Minnesota stretches toward a goal of ultra-fast broadband in every corner of the state. Minnesota's goal is for 2015, but most people involved say that'll be tough. About 3/4 of the state's households now have access to internet service that meets or exceeds minimum speed standards. The director will provide assistance to local governments and other partners in broadband deployment. Marathon Petroleum Corporation has agreed to pay for more than a third of the construction of the Sandpiper pipeline that would run through Minnesota. MPC and Enbridge Energy Partners, LP, say Marathon will be an anchor shipper and fund 37.5% of the cost. The proposed $2.6 billion pipeline would carry crude oil from North Dakota across northern Minnesota to Wisconsin. It would extend 610 miles from the Bakken oil fields to an Enbridge terminal in Superior, Wisconsin. Sandpiper is scheduled to go online in early 2016 in exchange for Marathon's commitment to take part in the open season for Sandpiper and its investment. It will earn about 27% interest in Enbridge's North Dakota system when the Sandpiper pipeline is done. MPC will also have the option to increase its ownership interest to 30%. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials say they discovered oak wilt in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest near Woodruff last month. DNR forest health specialists say staff members cut down the diseased tree and the oaks around it, including ripping their stumps out of the ground with a bulldozer and burning all diseased wood. Agency workers plan to monitor the area next summer to determine if they stop the disease. Michigan is among Great Lakes states receiving nearly $2.5 million worth of U.S. Forest Service grants for projects designed to improve urban forests and tree canopies in ways that will boost water quality. It's part of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, an Obama administration program attempting to make progress on longstanding environmental problems in the region. 6 grants totaling nearly $1.4 million will go to Michigan. A Milwaukee family has sold an island off of Door County to the Nature Conservancy to ensure that it is protected. Fred Luber is former chairman and chief executive of Supersteel Products. He and his family sold 94% of St. Martin Island to the Conservancy for $1.5 million, about 60% of its fair market value. The remaining 6% of the island is owned by another private landowner and the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. The Conservancy has contacted both about preservation. The island is technically in Michigan waters. The Conservancy's Wisconsin and Michigan programs partnered up to acquire it. At least 13 wolves have been killed during Michigan's wolf hunt in the Upper Peninsula. The State Department of Natural Resources updated the results this week. The wolf season started on the 15th of November and runs through December unless 43 are killed before the end of the year. It's the first hunt in Michigan since the wolf was placed on the endangered species list nearly 40 years ago. A total of 1,200 people are licensed to participate with firearm, crossbow, or bow and arrow. The DNR had estimated the state's wolf population at 658. Nearly 50 years ago, University of Wisconsin students and researchers set out in word wagons to record the different ways people across America talked. Now, work to update the Dictionary of American Regional English will be done in front of computers, reading online survey results. The new online surveys, designed to track changes over the past 50 years, went online this week and will be open for people to fill out for the next 6 to 9 months. Beginning in December, Duluth Mayor Don Ness will see his rate of pay increase from $89,000 to $97,500 per year. City Councilor Sharla Gardner initially had proposed the mayor receive retroactive pay for all of 2013. She noted that the mayor's salary had not been adjusted since January of 2000. Gardner said that if the mayor had received pay increases commensurate with those provided to unionized city staff, he would be receiving an annual salary of $103,700. The resolution passed 5-3 on Monday night. However, the mayor and his wife called a news conference Tuesday morning and announced they would turn down a $19,500 increase in annual pay. Ness said he would have turned down a pay increase no matter what its size. He wants any raise to take effect only after his second term is up, although he appreciated the council's consideration.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.